the President of the United States.
President Bush received a warm welcome at a joint session of Congress, now controlled by the opposition Democratic Party. Recognizing the new political reality, Mr. Bush noted that lawmakers and the administration can, nonetheless, work together to achieve, as he put it, great things for Americans. This includes balancing the federal budget without raising taxes.
What we need is spending discipline in Washington, D.C. We set a goal of cutting the deficit in half by 2009 and met that goal 3 years ahead of schedule. Now let us take the next step.
Mr. Bush says he will submit a budget that would eliminate the U.S. federal deficit within 5 years. At the same time, he called for a spending increase for education to provide special help for children who are struggling.
And we can make sure our children are prepared for the jobs of the future and our country is more competitive by strengthening math and science skills.
Mr. Bush called for a combination of public and private measures to make health care affordable for all Americans. These include tax deductions for lower-income groups and use of public funds to encourage private health savings accounts. The president said energy diversification is of vital importance to America, which is now vulnerable to supply disruptions by hostile forces abroad. Here, too, he urged a number of steps: greater use of hybrid vehicles, ethanol fuel, solar and wind energy, and clean, safe nuclear power. On an issue as much domestic as foreign, the president said the United States must prevent illegal immigration without sacrificing the country's tradition of welcoming and assimilating legal arrivals. Looking abroad, he called for a democratic Palestinian state and a nuclear-free Korean peninsula.
We will continue to speak out for the cause of freedom in places like Cuba, Belarus, and Burma, and continue to awaken the conscience of the world to save the people of Darfur.
The president said 2006 was a year when extremists struck back against a trend toward liberty in Lebanon, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Facing a Congress where most lawmakers now oppose his call for a troop increase in Iraq, Mr. Bush acknowledged everyone's desire to end the war.
Yet it would not be like us to leave our promises unkept, our friends abandoned, and our own security at risk. Ladies and gentlemen, on this day, at this hour, it is still within our power to shape the outcome of this battle. Let us find our resolve and turn events toward victory.
In a response from the opposition Democrats, Virginia Senator Jim Webb accused Mr. Bush of going recklessly into the Iraq War. Webb said the conflict has damaged America's reputation and hurt the war against terror. He also called for a new direction in Iraq.
Not a precipitous withdrawal that ignores the possibility of further chaos, but an immediate shift towards strong, regionally based diplomacy, a policy that takes our soldiers off the streets of Iraq's cities, and a formula that will, in short order, allow our combat forces to leave Iraq.
Senator Webb supported Mr. Bush's calls for energy independence, improved education, and affordable health care. But he disputed the president's view of the economy, saying American corporations and elites are becoming wealthier at the expense of the middle class. Peter Fidinski, VOA News.